This is John Costa from Somewhere to East Midlands, and we're here on Leicester's Granby Street on the Saturday the 20th of July. Time now is just gone 10 o'clock and we're running a bit of a media hub and trying to talk to people as they go past about what they think about high streets and how they can be used and the sort of things that we could use to maybe bring a little bit of life back to high streets where people live. And I've been joined by Andy Williams. How are you?
I'm fine, John. I'm good. Fine.
Well, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Now, today's about a six-week campaign that we're helping to run and support here in the East Midlands for a shop that we're doing in Bangor and trying to see the similarities between high streets here and then high streets there and also our colleagues in the East of England. Now, it's taking place nationally. It's part of a Somewhere to Restore campaign, the High Street High, 6 weeks. Do you think high streets pretty much are similar wherever you go in the country?
Personally, no, I don't think they are. I think there are some high streets that have really picked up on the fact that they need to do more, and they're actively doing stuff. As I can see from all the posters you've got here, you're trying to promote what's going on, trying to find somewhere to for all these different people. But there are other places around the country where I don't think they realise that they need to really get a grip and try and make use of the space that there is, because there's a lot of there's a lot of wasted space there that a lot of people could actually make good use of.
Do you think people struggle with the fact that they see shops that are quite small, like you would see here on Granby Street or any high street, that stand empty for such a long time?
Yes, I think it's demoralising for people. If you see that there's shops that are open, then people will come in. If they see that the place is becoming derelict almost, then they'll go, why should I bother? You know, that there's also the problem that you get with crime as well, potential crime anyway. But if you can then find ways of being able to get more people into these places so that they walk in and they'll see this, the high street, it's buzzing, it's being used, that'd be a lot better.
He's trying to create that vibrancy, isn't it?
Yes, it
okay.
Is.
Now, Somewhere to work specifically with 16 to 25-year-olds to unlock free space to do the things that they want to do. So it's about using that age group as a catalyst. And also, sometimes in the media, it's the group that gets a bit of a tough time as well, isn't it? About, like, you know, maybe the causes of this and causes of that without going into specifics. But do you think that young people are an underutilised resource that could be galvanised and given opportunities to bring high streets back to life and create that vibrancy again?
Yes, and you've made the point there, 16 to 25, they're young, they're impressionable, that they need, even though in this modern age you find that they seem to know what's going on in the world, but there's still a lot for them all to learn. I remember, it's a long, long time ago, but I remember when I was 16, and things have changed a lot, I know, but even then, it was a case of, okay, it still needed to be guided and helped. So I think any space or anything that can be done to help and to guide the youngsters of today will make a big difference in their lives. What it will also do, I would think, will be to galvanise them and encourage them for their next level of generation to continue what we're doing.
Now, also, do you agree with this statement? But what we need to do is try and find a way of bringing the high street back to life, not take it back to how it used to be. Because ultimately, we've gone from small individual shops with counters. You know, you've seen photographs, and I'm sure when you were younger as well, you know, and you're slightly older than me, you used to go in and someone stood behind a counter and you weren't allowed to touch anything. You know what I mean? They used to pass it to you if you wanted to see it. Then it all went into a shop, like a department store, and then we have, like, you know, shopping centres now and shopping malls and stuff. So really it's not about trying to go back to how it was. It was find a new use, almost like repurpose the high street.
Yeah, and I think that's also where the youngsters of today can help on that one, actually, and try and make use of their ideas. I've found that having worked with a few of them over the last few years, that some of the ideas that some of these young people have got are incredible. So no, I agree with you, John. You can't actually go back to the way it was. It won't work. It worked then. That was then. This is now. So yes, they need to be encouraged and given the idea that okay, you come up with some ideas, and I think they'll come up with some good ones.
No, just finally, Andy, you're a bit like me, you're older than 16 plus 25, and a bit more rounded up plus VAT. So if you were given an empty shop, what would you do with it personally?
Oh, me personally, because of my love of photography and computers and stuff, I'd have mine as like a walk-in centre for people to be able to come in and learn about being able to take photos, learn about photography. And I think that would be something that people would enjoy doing.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to me.
Thank you.